Little problems from the network there, so we're going to go right over here.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
As I mentioned, Blitz and Trapper playing tomorrow night at River Bend Live in Winston. Eric Early with the band on the phone with us. Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Doing good. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how long you've been part of Blitz and Trapper.
I'm the founding member, basically. I've been playing music under that moniker for over 10 years, been touring for a long time. And we're all from Oregon and have I've been playing shows for quite a while.
How'd you get into music as a career?
You know, I grew up playing music from a really young age and just kind of played it all my life, had piano lessons, guitar lessons, and played in bands in high school. And then in my 20s, I kind of did a bunch of different things, but I ended up settling on music when we got a little record deal back in 07 and just started touring and kind of never stopped.
Now, did you ever, I mean, along the way, you probably had day jobs and other things you did too?
I had day jobs and stuff up until we started touring. More recently during COVID, I started working a day job as well.
Yeah, and that obviously had to be a challenge. I mean, it was a challenge for all of us. But as a musician, when you can't perform, you don't get paid, and that poses a problem.
Yeah, most definitely. It was a strange time, for sure.
So talk about your music and how you would describe it.
I mean, I think it's sort of along the lines of sort of alt country and rock and roll thrown in, and also I do a lot of there's a lot of folk music too. A lot of songs are just me and a guitar, but it spans the gamut. There's songs that are, you know, all electric. Live we do a lot more jamming and a lot more sort of musical journeying around in the songs. So the live performance is definitely different than the records in that way. But, you know, at our live shows, we like to play like old favorites, and we'll probably throw a few new songs in too.
What are some of the influences that you have musically? I mean, as you got started as a musician, who were some of the folks you were listening to?
You know, I think, through high school and early college, I was really into, you know, Sunvolt and REM, the sort of more kind of alt country type acts, the Replacements, that kind of thing. I've been into so many different bands over the years. And I still like to, check out new bands that are coming up, just see what's happening in the music scene. Yeah.
And so not so much the mainstream type artists then.
No, I mean, it just depends what you mean by mainstream. At this point, there's just so many streams of genres that, you know, it's hard to say what's mainstream. I mean, in the genre that we play, mainstream would be like Brandi Carlile or Wilco or My Morning Jacket, that kind of thing. But, I mean, yeah, it just depends who you are and what you like.
Talk about some of the other members of the band.
The other founding member is Brian. He's our drummer. And he also sings with me. And then right now I kind of have different players that come in and out of the band, depending on if they're available. Cause I don't tour as we really don't play or tour as much as we used to. I mean, not even close. We used to tour 6-8 months out of the year. And now I do a month or two a year. And so the other guys are friends of mine that are just great players that I wanted to have play. And so after COVID, I kind of rearranged the band and it's a little bit different.
I know that a lot of people during the pandemic ended up leaving music altogether. Did you see that with some of the musicians that you knew?
We definitely saw that. I mean, in Blitz and Trapper, there were members that were like, I'm not doing this anymore. I'm following this other career path. And I did see that in other bands, but as COVID's gone away, people have kind of come back. I've noticed and started dipping their toe in touring and putting out records and stuff like that.
Have you seen maybe on the other side of the equation musicians or people that during the pandemic realized, you know, one of the things they'd always wanted to do was try being a musician. Have you met any folks around the Portland area that have kind of gotten into music and are maybe still in the early stages, but, you know, had a regular career path and just sort of not pursued that until the pandemic came along?
That I haven't really seen. No, not really, to be honest. I think that like a career in music is already so tenuous, and then I think COVID made it seem even more tenuous. And you really have to be in a certain place in your life to like start a music career, because now a music career has to do with touring, not necessarily recordings. So you have to commit to traveling, playing shows, and that's a whole life, you know.
Well, I know in the arts community, we've talked to a number of folks with our local arts that are talking about people who'd always wanted to paint and never had painted, and, you know, other things like that as well. That's usually not a career path, obviously, but a definite interest to people that they, you know, finally wanted to pursue and had never gotten around to.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, COVID was a good time to sort of search around and see what you really like to do in life besides stare at a screen or go sit in a cubicle or something.
So you mentioned not touring as much. What kinds of other things are you involved in?
I have a day job. I'm a caseworker with houseless folks. And so I basically work out of a shelter and in Hillsborough, actually. And I work directly with folks that are on the street, help them get into housing.
And how long have you been doing that?
Since right before the pandemic, so like 4 years now, almost 5 years.
And that's got to be very challenging work.
Yeah, it definitely is. You got to figure out your boundaries with that kind of work for sure, so you don't burn out too soon.
And you mentioned the live shows. Talk about what folks can expect tomorrow night when they come out to Riverbend Live.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll be doing all kinds of stuff. You know, we do a lot of harmonies, and there's a lot of vocal stuff going on. We also do a lot of just, you know, jamming on older songs and newer songs. We got some new stuff, new material we'll be playing that we've only played once or twice. And it'll be, like I said, it'll run the gamut from, you know, folk music into rock and roll type stuff. It's drums, guitar, keyboards type stuff.
Tell me about Masonic Temple Microdose Number 1.
That's from the last record we put out, Holy Smokes, Future Jokes. And that one's sort of a tongue-in-cheek rock and roll song about dropping acid at a old Masonic temple that was near where I lived in Portland for many years back in the day.
So, Riverbend Live again tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Eric Early, founding member from Blitz and Trapper. We're going to play the song, and Eric, we'll look forward to seeing you tomorrow night.
Right on, man. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. I've loved you so long, I can't tell where it hurts. I broke my wrist just trying to take off your shirt. Your party's bombing, but the music just slays. The afterlife might be the same way. Okay, let's break into the Masonic temple tonight. You brought some lighters, yeah, we'll start things out right. Is there anything in this world that's worth putting up a fight? Yeah, a fight, no. Your grandma died and left a Mercedes Benz. You say it's cruising, and that might be how it ends. You say if there's a God, he's thin as a rail. No getting hungry, moving slow as a snail. Oh, well, let's break into the Masonic temple tonight. You brought some blotters, baby, start things up right. Is there anything in this world that's worth putting up a fight? Yeah. A fight, no. A fight. That is Blitz and Trapper. They're going to be at Riverbend Live tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Winston's Riverbend Park. Morning Conversation, a presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.